Our guest analyst this afternoon is Progressive Ag Marketing's Brian Strauman. Brian, a little bit of a flip on this turnaround Tuesday in the grain markets. Why?
You know, you look at the soybeans, Kara, and actually we were down with double-digit losses for a while, and we did come off those lows into the afternoon. But, you know, I think the market's just waiting for a news on a U.S.-China trade deal, and maybe it's a lack of a deal so far, and that continues to add some weakness to the soybeans. You know, Mexico did come in and buy some beans today, but not offering much support to the market. And you know, and then there's talk about the acreage numbers coming up this year, and there's some talk out there, too, that maybe the soybean acres won't drop as much as expected, and that added some weakness as far as the soybeans go, certainly spilling over to the corn market and expectations of some additional acres there, and still waiting for some news again with China as we move forward. Mixed bag in the wheat market again. Russian wheat has traded down to a 2-month low, their values, and that's adding some pressure to that, and cheaper priced wheat again around the world, certainly adding some weakness to the wheat complex. The winter wheat conditions did show an improvement in Kansas, but the other states did decline, and not offering much support today, but we'll continue to monitor those as we move forward.
Livestock markets are surprising to me a little bit. The hog markets ending up a little higher than they have in the last week or so.
You know, certainly, I think you look at the hog market, and we traded down near those contract lows and had some short covering come into that market today, and the cutouts were up over a dollar, and that offered support to the lean hogs. Live cattle having another good day and posting new fresh contract highs in 3 out of the last 4 sessions. And certainly, bear markets don't post new contract highs. So we're having a pretty decent day there. The cash market was stronger last week, up $1 to $2, and the expectations are that, again, it'll be up again this week. And you look at the market, it just remains a weather market right now, and winter's not over yet. And so a pretty decent day as far as the live cattle. Feeders finding support from a stronger cash market to start the week, and, again, the live cattle posting new contract highs.